Hi, everyone. This is the Meeting Brenda Speed Coaching Program. I'm a personal coach, and I really want to help you create a life that works. First, I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself. My passion is helping people transform their lives into one that they really love. So many folks are living what I call a just okay life and want a lot more than that. They see others enjoying life more and wonder, you know, how can I get there? I'm a core energy coach, so I can tell where you are energetically and what needs to happen for you to shift it into a better place. There are a lot of different levels of energy that you can be in. For example, we all know someone who's walking around with a black cloud around their head. They have a lot of worry. They're always, you know, afraid of something happening. They seem like victims of circumstance. And others have moved out of that feeling into being just plain angry. You know, the road rage people or all those people that complain when they're waiting in the long line at Walmart. And they're the kind that blame others for everything. They never accept their responsibility, what's going on in their life. The good news is that once you're aware of where you are energetically, you can flip your switch, as I call it, and feel better right away. We do all know people who function at a higher level. They're those forgiving, compassionate people who are always concerned for others and really do take responsibility for their actions. And the good news is that we can all get to that place with some coaching. Let me explain the format of the show. It'll always begin with a guest coach who specializes in working with a certain type of client. And after they're finished, about halfway through the program or so, I'll coach callers doing what I call speed coaching. So what I'd like to do right now is read to you a couple of the lines you can call in on, because we really do want to help you make your life better, and I'm sure that there's something on your mind that you'd like some help with. So the first number is area code 530-413-4515. Another line is area code 530-413-4520. And these are on the VBS radio website as well. My guest coach tonight is Marianne Emma Jeff, and she's in Los Angeles. Welcome, Marianne.
Well, thank you very much, Brenda. Good to be here.
And why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? I know that you're called the Breakthrough Queen.
I like to say that, yes.
But I'm sure the listeners would like to know a little bit about what that means, what do you help people break through, and that sort of thing. So tell me a little bit about yourself.
All right. Well, as you mentioned, I'm from Los Angeles. I'm in Los Angeles. I'm originally from England, which is why I have this odd accent. Breakthrough coaching, I'm a business success coach, and I primarily work with women and small business owners and career professionals to really break through in areas that they're feeling stuck in. I coach the whole person, so when I say stuck and we're focusing on business, that doesn't always mean that the thing that's holding them back is something in their business. So there's lots of different areas of your life that you can be stuck in. And especially recently, I've gotten more and more awareness and clarity about the actual phases that we go through as we're working through things. We just naturally are all moving along the river, so to speak, of life. Mm-hmm. But if we could figure out or know the terrain a little bit better, we can prepare, and it's really helpful. And so what I've realized is there's an actual cycle to breaking through. There are stages that we go through. So just like it's powerful to be aware of the stages of grief that someone is going through, it doesn't necessarily take away the grief right away, but it sure does make the process much more tolerable, and it helps you to navigate through it. And the same is with breakthroughs. There are some very clear stages, the 7 clear stages that you go through that really parallel. Joseph Campbell came up with the hero's journey or the heroine's journey, and it does parallel that journey a lot, which has been in a way of working through things for years, centuries, decades, for years and years and years of human existence. And not a lot's changed, so it's nice to just kind of get back to the simplicity of things rather than overcomplicating things.
I'm not familiar with the book you're talking about. I mean, I'm familiar with Joseph Campbell, but I'm not familiar with that particular book.
Well, he has a book called he's got a couple books, but The Hero with a Thousand Faces. Forgive me, I don't have it in front of me. And it's an actual journey that if you look at the book, there are all the stages. For instance, the first stage is, and this is true of the breakthrough cycle as well, I've found, is that you're going along in life and everything's completely fine, and then one day it's just not okay anymore. Something's different. It feels different. Uh-huh. But it yeah. might be that nothing has changed, except that inside you, I'm pointing at my gut right now because that's where I feel it, it's like this is just not okay anymore. And uh-huh. we don't know where that came from, but what that is, to parallel Joseph Campbell, is that call to action that the hero uh-huh. or the heroine has. We have a uh-huh. call to action, and then the first thing that we do is we refuse it. And sometimes you refuse it several times. You try and stuff it back down. It's like we think that, you know what, I really am not happy in my job anymore. And you might have been absolutely fine the day before. And then suddenly wow. you're just feeling stuck. You're not happy. And that's that call to action. And the stuffing down, the refusal of the call, completely normal. So just to know that, I mean, and that's just the uh-huh. first stage. But just to be aware of that, it's really powerful knowledge.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I have a caller. You have a caller. Brittany from Apple Valley, California is on the line.
Great.
Brittany, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Hi.
Hello.
Do you want to, can you tell us just in a couple of sentences what you want us to help you with?
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting because I came across this accidentally, but call to action is like, where I'm at right now. I'm trying to write a book and start my own life coaching business for like college age students and above. And I just have like some sort of a blockage. I know what I need to do. I know why I want to do it, but for some reason I'm not doing it.
Okay, so how can we support you today to move forward with that?
That is a good question. I haven't, you know, I didn't know I was going to get through so quickly, and I was just listening in, and I don't know how you can help me, honestly. I really have no idea. I just know that.
May I throw out something, and then you can tell me if it's along the lines of what you're thinking?
Yes.
If there's this block and you're not aware of what it is, would it be helpful right now to just maybe examine what the block is?
Yes, that would
So if
help.
We could try to focus on that, and, you know, ideally you'd walk away knowing what it is, but if not, at least get a little bit of clarity of what it might be. Would that be beneficial for you?
Definitely.
Okay, so what is the block? All right, so what when I say what is the block, what comes to mind for you to start with?
I think a lot comes to mind. My age comes to mind.
Okay.
And being able to get my point across articulately and effectively.
Okay, so communicating, would mm-hmm. you say? I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Communicating would be, yeah, basically.
So your skill level at that, right?
At
communicating? Or are you meaning something a little bit different with that?
A little bit different. Maybe people accepting what I'm saying as because of my age.
Ah, okay. So
because I know what I'm saying is truth. I feel that.
Okay.
It's just a matter of me getting beyond the limiting beliefs of my age.
So do you feel like you're not being taken seriously?
Yes.
Okay. And how is that getting in your way?
Fear of failure. Fear that it won't, like, that my what I want to happen isn't going to happen because of the small scale of rejection.
So give me an example of a situation where you feel like you wouldn't be taken seriously.
I'm a very positive thinker. I'm very forward. Well, I guess this doesn't sound very positive, but in general, I try to stay on the more positive and optimistic side, and most people that I come across are not in the same mind frame.
Okay.
And I come against a lot of opposition in that.
Okay. So you're in lots of communities of seemingly negative people.
Yes.
Is that what's going on? And how is that getting in the way of you with your coaching and with your book?
I'm drained a lot.
Okay.
I'm brought into a lot of conflict and chaos. It's
okay.
Constantly around me, even though it's not mine.
Okay.
So I guess that would be opposition in writing and starting my business. I think that money is also where I feel like I'm not able to go at it without it. I'm not
okay.
able to start.
What would be, I hear clearly what it is that you know, the sense, you know, the coaching, and good for you, Brittany, that you're clear on who it is that you want to work
Hello?
With, because that's a tricky thing, too. Can you hear me?
I didn't hear that last sentence.
Okay. I said good for you that you're clear on who it is that you want to work with, because sometimes that's a tricky sticking point for people with new businesses, and that's really good to know because that's going to help you with your marketing and everything else down the line. What would be your next action step?
My next action step, which is what I just came to yesterday, would be actually creating my website.
Okay. And what's getting in your way of that?
Today there was... Well... There's a lot. I just left my job, and so I'm focused on trying to figure out how I'm going to make money. And I have two things on my plate. I can either try to go at it making money through my life coaching, which to me sounds a little irrational because I have not done it before. And then I also need to make money so that I can support myself. So I need to find another job, and that's what I was focused on today, was finding a job.
Okay, so have you decided yet whether that needs to, which one's the priority, which direction you want to go in?
I want to go in life coaching. That's the direction I want to go in.
Ultimately, but
yes.
But do you feel in your gut that you need to get another job so that you have that that reserve, that money, that foundation set before you pursue the life coaching? Or do
yeah,
you feel
I
like
do.
You want to... You do. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So in the meantime, are there things that you can be doing while you're looking for the job? Can you, if I might throw out there an idea for you, would that be helpful?
Yes.
Could you maybe divvy up your time with, you know, and I don't know what the divvy would be, but perhaps 80% looking for a job, 20% working on your new business, and that way you wouldn't feel like you were neglecting your passion? Would that be a way to be moving forward with it?
Definitely. That would be, that would be helpful.
So what are you, we're keeping this kind of brief because a regular coaching session, obviously we get a little bit more into things,
right.
And I usually take about 45 minutes, but we're doing little brief coaching sprints in this show. Your agenda at the top of the call here was to really figure out what was holding you back, what your block was. What do you feel your block is now after our conversation?
Money.
Okay. And it's now. What about the that you brought up about other people and negativity? Is that
That is a block.
Okay.
That isn't a block. It's more of like a distraction.
Okay. And as you said very clearly, of course, because you're in the profession, limiting belief, right?
Right.
And so that's something that will be playing along until you begin to shift that and take away its power. So even if you, I would guarantee almost that if you had the money right now, that limiting belief would still be there. So in that, you know, 20% time you're working on your coaching and setting up your coaching business, putting together a really clear outline of what you're going to do with your time is going to really get you on track. And part of that time you might be working on some of the limiting beliefs and you know, any of the training that you've had for coaching or any of the books that you've read will, I'm sure, help you work on shifting those limiting beliefs, because that's the industry you're in, right?
Right.
Do you feel like you got what you wanted out of this call?
I did, actually. I actually did. I feel like I do just need to divvy up my time and focus on the fact that I will get there.
You've got time.
And Marianne, I just wanted to mention two things to her that are, I'm going to say, from an energy standpoint. And Brittany, have you ever heard the idea that you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with?
I do, yes, and that's
okay.
A hard, tricky one for me.
Okay, and then in relation to your, because you sound very youthful, your voice does sound, you know,
I'm only
young.
24.
Okay, and I just wanted to tell you, but, you know, Buddha was 20 at some point.
Yeah, this is true.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so I just wanted to share those two things with you because I think your Marianne really got you on the right track.
Thank you guys very, very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
It was a pleasure. Thanks so much for playing, Brittany.
Thanks. Uh-huh. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, that was good.
Great. It was nice that Brittany called in. That was cool.
Yeah, and I mean, I can... we can all relate to being around people who are probably naysayers and, you know, she's obviously got a vision for her life and not everyone who's 24 does.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can imagine that she might be around some people that aren't as supportive, you know.
And community is such, as you said, that was very true about the community, the people that you surround yourself with, definitely.
Oh, I know. I've said that to a lot of people, and it's like, because first of all, they start talking about someone who's like such a drain on their energy, and I'm thinking, okay, well, if you thought you were a 10 and you're hanging out with somebody who's a 2 and somebody else who's a 3, I mean, I'm just making these numbers up, but you
right,
know what I mean.
Right.
It's just, it really, really does affect, and she has a flame. She has her little flame going, and you know, people try and blow it out because they don't want to see that. You know what
and,
I mean?
And another thing that I noticed in that too is a lot of times when people are at the beginning of a journey, beginning of a project or a career or whatever it is, they're just overwhelmed and very foggy. So there was a lot of things that came up in there. Sometimes it's just looking at what the next action step is and really making sure that it's in line with where you're going. And that can really just cut through a lot of the other stuff that you thought that was in the way as well. And some of the other things might just take care of themselves, or you can, you know, deal with them and coaching sessions that come up as well.
Right. And I mean, you know, the fact if she still had her, I'm guessing, a full-time job and was pursuing, you know, this her passion on the side, her comfort level would be much greater. And now that you know, went poof, things are just, you know, so uncertain. But I don't think that's that uncommon, you know. I don't think that's that uncommon at all. It's almost like the universe pushes you off the end of the diving board. And
I hear it again and again, and I'm sure you do, yeah, with clients or friends or people in any of the workshops I do. Yeah, I often hear that. Often.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting for sure. Well, it sounds like she's on the right track and she's ambitious and, you know, just has to take some steps and, you know, you gave her the suggestion of dividing her time in a certain way that would make her not feel like she was just giving up on her dream. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I'm going to read the phone numbers again. Area code 530-413-4515. And another line you can call in on is 530-413-4520. So we'd love to hear from you and see if there's some way we can get you, you know, back on track if you got sidetracked or get you unstuck. Marianne, are you still there?
I am.
Oh, there you are. Oh, I thought I lost you there for a second. We're going to take a break in a couple minutes, but I just wanted to ask you a little bit more about what your business is. You know, if you have, I mean, you mentioned you have a broad range of clients, and it really does come down to figuring out, you know, where, what's really behind the stuck part of where they're stuck. But do you prefer to work, I don't know, more with business people, or is it a real variety?
I prefer to work with people on success in their career. Now, whether means their profession or their business, that is the end point. And you know what? I'm glad you brought that up, because it is a little bit of a fuzzy point for people. They're like, what's business coaching? What's life coaching? All coaching is basically the same. But the big difference between life coaching and business coaching is that with business coaching, we're focused on, let's say that you have an Apple store, and we're just focused on you know, you're really doing well with the Apple store. Now, you own the Apple store. It's important that you are functioning well, so your health and well-being is going to come into the equation. Other things that you want to do, your skills, and there's so many different things that fall under the business coaching, but the primary focus is on that business being successful. So as we choose what to discuss in the sessions, for instance, if you come in and you start talking about, you know, your teenage daughter, and you really want to focus that, it's always the client's agenda, so I'll always check in. But I always remind them of what their vision is and what our goal is together. Because as everybody just heard when I was talking to Brittany just then, you can go as a coach and in a coaching session, you can go off in many directions. And I love working with people on all the different areas of their lives. But I want them to be successful and fulfilled in their careers, because I find that especially women, that's just so gratifying, and it's something that they really need support and encouragement with.
Yeah, because, I mean, you have your girlfriends and stuff, but, you know, I think oftentimes you need to have somebody who does not have an agenda, and that's what coaching is all about. Coaches do not have an agenda for their life. They're not your mom. They're not your sister. They're not your boyfriend. You know, they really just want the best for our clients. So,
And you know, checking in, and, you know, is this what you really want to be focused on today?
Mm-hmm.
Is this, you know,
right.
And remembering and holding the vision. I'll say it again, because it's something that I do really well, and I really feel is important, holding the vision and the values that my clients share with me, so that we make sure that all the goals, all the intentions, or all the mission, the statement, the business plan, everything really embodies what's important to the client. Because sometimes, you know, you can't see the woods for all of the trees. So, you know, when you're in the coaching as the client, sometimes it's difficult to remember that, you know what, fun's really important to you when you get caught up in all the business stuff. But if that's really, really important to you, then I'm going to make sure that we bring fun into as many of the goals and as much of the business as we can.
Well, you know, it's a process, that's for sure. And we're going to take a short break, and then we have a caller on the line. So we'll take just a minute break here, and then we'll be right back. Thank you.
When you take a breath, settle down, put your hands onto the ground. Hurry up, don't wait, listen in, love, not hate. Before the morn, in the night, you'll be in a stupid fight. You need to take control and say, what have I become?
You add it up, subtract it down. Feel good for how it sounds. Take control of a girl. You never know what's in your world. Getting home when the sun comes up. 39 and all that stuff. You need to take control and say, what have I become? You never, you break that cycle. You break that cycle. You never. You break that cycle. You never. You break that cycle. You what have I become? Oh. You need to take control and say, hey. You need to take control today.
Welcome back. This is Brenda. I'm a personal coach, and I have as a guest tonight Mary Emma Jeff from Los Angeles, and she's the Breakthrough Queen. And it looks like we have a caller on the line from North Dakota, of all places. Hi, Ruth. Are you there?
Hi, Brenda.
Hi.
Hi.
This is, can you tell us what you want help with?
Yes, I wanted Mary to help me break through a challenge I'm having in my, I have a young, small business, and I am trying to do some consulting into organizations to create positive work environments, and I am struggling with asking for the money that I deserve for that work.
Okay, so struggling... To ask for the fee that you feel you're worth?
Correct.
Okay. And how would you like me to support you in that, in our little quick session today?
Just ideas on how to
okay.
break through.
So we'll do a little brainstorming. Would that be good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I want to throw this out there, too. Have you ever, Ruth, have you ever worked with a coach before?
A little. Mm-hmm.
A little, but because I always like to make it clear when I first work with someone as well, and I think this is great for the listeners, that, you know, a lot of people think that they're going to go to the coach and the coach is just going to tell them what to do, and that's actually not how it works. I'm going to make you do more of the work than I do. So I just wanted to prepare you for that, Ruth. That's why I said brainstorming as opposed to just giving you ideas. I won't hold back ideas, I promise, but it'll be kind of a joint venture if that's okay with you, Ruth.
Great.
So we're going to do a little brainstorming about, do you want to brainstorm about how to ask for the fee or why you're not asking for the fee?
How to
ask for the fee. Okay. Have you ever done it?
I have, but I tend to then think I'm asking for too much and will try to give them a bargain in the end.
So,
and I'd like to
what
stop
it sounds, it sounds a little bit like you're okay at asking for the fee, but you're not good at kind of holding to that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So would that be more of what you're looking for, is to figure out how to really stick with what you ask for?
Yeah, and walk away from work that, you know, they're unwilling to pay the fee.
Okay. So how do you feel when you say your fee? What does your gut feel like?
I think I'm just, even though I know it's a market kind of value fee compared to others and what they are offering, I've always worked before starting this small business, worked inside organizations, so it was never part of the negotiation.
Okay.
You know, I was on a budget, et cetera, so it's like I'm uncomfortable because it's new to me, but also being a middle-aged person, fees have gotten so much more than maybe my mental set thinks it should be, you know, so I don't know if I believe in it.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is that you feel uncomfortable with the fee. I mean, you might get it in your mind, but in your body, in your gut, you're feeling a little uncomfortable, and you're not necessarily completely believing that that's the fee that you should be charging. Is that right?
Yeah. Analytically, yes, I think it's the right fee, but I think on the history side, you know, mm-hmm. I'm still operating as if I'm in the 60s.
Okay.
Mentally.
Okay. Yeah. And there's this the wonderful song, I don't know if you know the artist, Seal. Are you familiar? But he has a song, and there's a great lyric that he has, and it's, if it's in your mind, it's on your face. And I think
that's great.
True. and it really is powerful because, you know, for instance, if you have a business card and you really hate it, when you hand it out, that's coming across on your face. Now, they won't necessarily, the other people might not be able to, you know, translate that as she hates her business card. Unfortunately, all they'll get is just some kind of negative something that they're getting. So I'm guessing that might be happening with you because you're not feeling very good, and you're not comfortable with the price. So I would be curious here is how we could get you comfortable with the price first. Any ideas on that?
Well, it's like what's prices in the 60s versus in 2010 and kind of updating my mind.
Have you had to update your mind about anything else? It might not even be pricing and just kind of gotten used to things being a little different.
Just in life?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think.
Can you think of an example?
I think, well, just in everyday life, things has changed enough that you kind of go with the changes. I might not be always an early adapter,
mm-hmm.
but you get comfortable because you're surrounded by it, and maybe it is part of the uncomfortableness when you're working on your own in a small business. Then you don't have that comfort that everybody's in the boat with you and thinking the same way. So you're out there on your own.
And I can I mean I can relate to what you're saying, and I did go through that when I started my business, so I do understand what you're saying here. Without it even being you know, what the price used to be and what it is now, just for me it was just me getting comfortable with seeing the value and feeling good with the price. And it's funny because the minute that I did, bam, it really made a big difference. It made a big difference to my business. That's why I'm thinking that the key here is really to getting you comfortable. You'd mentioned other things you've gotten comfortable with by surrounding yourself by it and feeling like other people were in the boat with you. Are you a member of any you know, small business groups or groups that work in the same industry as you or anything?
I have some association across the country with others that are doing this work.
Okay.
We don't really talk about the financial side that often.
Would that be helpful for you?
Mm-hmm.
So that's one idea we could put on the table, right?
Yes.
Okay, so talking with, you know, other associates or reaching out. And I think these days, honestly, I mean, I notice a lot more people are open within their industry or within small groups and small communities. Maybe mastermind groups are really great for this too. Another thing I would throw out there is, are you familiar with like a BNI group or something like that?
I am familiar with them. I'm not a member.
And you know, I'm not necessarily endorsing that over any of the other ones, but being in a regular group where you're with the same people each time, what I do love about the ones that are really organized well is that it's almost like it's like a little practice stage for you. You get to, you know, you get to do your little 30-second elevator pitch and just get comfortable with it in a group of people that's going to be the same people. And you meet every week, so the learning curve is much faster than if you're just doing that periodically. And you're just getting comfortable telling them your pricing just so that they can tell other people. And just saying it out loud, I think, can be really helpful. How many times are you getting to the point where you're actually quoting your price to people?
Quite often.
Okay. So you feel like you've got plenty of practice with it?
But I think what you're saying that I like is you're talking about doing it in kind of when the chips are on the table, you know, in a safer environment where people will be supportive, maybe helpful to get more comfortable with it and not being anxious about it each time.
And I think you'll find also that groups like that often will have discussions. Because the reason I'm on this little tangent here is because one of the things you said about getting comfortable with just changes in life is that you feel good if other people are in the boat with you. And what I've noticed about a lot of these groups is that often issues or challenges will come up and one person will mention it and there'll be a discussion about it and you'll realize that a lot of other people are feeling the same way too. So you'll have that feeling that other people are in the boat with you.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that really helps you, that might help you get rid of that uncomfortableness that you feel around the price?
Well, what comes to mind is having sort of the national data or some supporting evidence beyond what my thoughts are.
Okay.
And maybe having that part of the presentation.
Beautiful. You know, part of your presentation. You could also make it, so then you almost do handling, which is a great thing to do, is to handle objections before they're posed, right? So you're putting out that this is the price. One last thing, you know, because we're doing a little speed coaching here, but one last thing that I would throw out there too, Ruth, is you say the price, and you know I think once you're more comfortable with that, and you really see the value. That's going to make a big difference. So I actually throw out a couple pieces of homework here, if I might, Ruth. Would that be okay?
Please.
Okay, so I like the number 3, so I'm going to do 3 things. So first of all, to look up and check out some of the local networking groups. A lot of them will let you just, you know, go to one and kind of fill it out and see if you want to join or not. So that would be one piece of homework. The second piece would be to really write down what it is that you are bringing to the table. What's the value? For you to get really, really clear on the value that you provide. And when you first write it out, it might seem lots of intangibles. The first draft of it or the first couple of sentences you wrote down, I want you to really drill down, and get really specific so that it's, you know, for instance, I had one client who was struggling with a similar issue, and she was in a healing profession, and she really was struggling to see what value she brought. But when we really drilled down, you know, she really listened to people, and that's something of incredible value that she's bringing to the table. Now, there were a number of other things as well, but that's the kind of specificness that I would love you to get down to. Does that make sense, Ruth?
It does.
So to really have, you know, and this is something that you probably keep working on, but this is something that if you begin to work on that now and get clear with, you know, what it is you're bringing to the table of value, and you can really own that, not what you should be bringing, what you really feel. If you can really dig and get that and then have it somewhere so you're looking at it regularly, that's going to be really helpful. The last piece is you have mentioned that you are quoting, but then you're reneging on it. How can we stop you doing that? How can we keep your lips shut? Any ideas on that? How can we get you to zip it?
It's a written quote, so it just has to be a commitment, not to discount.
Okay. And we all heard that, right? Ruth made a commitment not to discount.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo!
That's the accountability coming into play, Ruth. So we all heard you there, and that's fabulous. I really felt the commitment in your voice when you said that just now, Ruth. So that's fabulous.
Great.
What are you taking away? What was the value from today?
I like all three of the suggestions of looking for the support system, taking some time to write out what value I'm bringing to the table, and then make the commitment not to discount.
Do me a favor, Ruth. My email, I don't know if you have a pen handy. Do you have a pen?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's coach, C-O-A-C-H, at motivatemyself.com. And shoot me an email next week and let me know how you did with your homework.
Okay. Thank you, Marianne.
Great. Thanks for calling in, Ruth.
Hey, Ruth. Ruth.
Yep.
Are you still there? I just have two questions to ask you. You know when you're having a job interview and the person who's interviewing you says, Ruth, what are your salary requirements? Are you able to say the money thing then?
You know, I've never had that.
Oh, okay.
They've always been established. So that's part of this is new negotiations for me.
Uh-huh. And then what if you did your pitch to me and I said, are you worth it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you gave me your prices, right? And I'm looking at
yes.
the stuff and I see it and I'm just, you know, I'm just that kind of a person and I just asked you, you know, is this worth it? I mean, I've had people say that, so I'm just curious as to how you'd answer.
And I think that the values, like really coming up with the values, is going to really rocket fuel you to answer those kind of questions as well and to really walk with confidence. I think it's really going to...
Mm-hmm.
I can see you as a peacock.
Yeah, it's like,
thank
you know,
you.
I am. I am or I wouldn't be here.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And then laugh.
Yeah, well, why not? I'm sure some people do, but I'm just always curious when people, you know, because people will ask you, what are your salary requirements? You know, how much money do you need to work for us? And I think a lot of people, you know, we're told not to say that at that point, but I think a lot of people are really, you know, really clear about what they won't work for, right? So
right.
When she said, when the discounting thing and zip your lip, I mean, you're almost, that part of it, it's like you're saying, you won't, well, let me just stop right there. You know where I was going with that. But thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, thanks, Chris.
That was great. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take another little short break here, and we'll take another caller. Thank you. Marianne, I thought that was great. I think that the caller, Ruth, you know, her situation she's in, going from working in a big organization to being an entrepreneur, because mm-hmm. you're not used to asking for money. You just are paid, you know, what you bring to the organization, you know, that's how you're compensated. And you see that and you feel good about it. But then when you go out and you're doing something all by yourself, it's a whole different ball game, isn't it?
It is, and it's something that comes up again and again with clients. And really, as I was saying to you in the break, that, you know, if you don't see the value, they won't see the value. And it really was, I mean, I can tell you, Brenda, that I remember the day I had a speaking engagement, and I had really just recently really kind of clicked into and owned my value, right? I don't know if I'm expressing that correctly.
I get it.
But just really owned it. And then I had a speaking engagement, and I'd had speaking engagement before, but I put my offer out at the end, which was, I must say, an incredible offer. But, you know, 5-6 people ran up right away and signed up and handed me checks, which had never happened before. And I really believe, I mean, it was fabulous. I was on cloud 9, but it was all about me. And that's the thing about coaching that I love, is it really, that shift that clients make, and sometimes, you know, I still have to make it sometimes as well,
mm-hmm.
but to see that you're in control, and even in situations often where we feel like we're not in control, we're in control. So just reminding ourselves of that and then looking at what we can do is so empowering. It's really empowering.
Well, I think just, you know, asking for money, I mean, I've been in sales before, and it wasn't hard for me to ask for money because it wasn't for me.
Mm-hmm. That's another thing, too.
It was for the company. So when they asked how much it cost and I said $18,000, I didn't. I just acted like, you know, that's the going rate for this. And it was, right? But,
mm-hmm.
you know, they might have had sticker shock when I told them that, but they didn't. It wasn't my money, so I was very brave about asking for money.
And that's the thing about, you know, your own career or business, that it's very personal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what things get all tangled up together, and that's a lot of the work I do with people, is really kind of not taking things personally and really seeing how they are responsible and how they're in control, they're in charge.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I know that, you know, I've been in jobs where you ask for a raise. I mean, there's whole books written about how do I ask for a raise.
Mm-hmm.
That's really
mm-hmm.
stressful, because you know, you feel like you deserve it, but to make a case for it, and if they shoot you down even a little, you just back down.
And it all boils down to, too, the whole money, you know, and there's so many books written on it, and I think it's, if you read a lot of them, it really comes down to really getting clear on your relationship with money
mm-hmm.
and answering the questions. You know, Rich Dad, Poor Dad is a wonderful book. And you know, Susie Orman, I mean, there's a lot of money books out but they all, pretty much all of them have those great money questions in them. And to sit down and answer that, you know, is really powerful, because if you're going to have your own career or business, and any of the challenges or the bad habits that you have in your personal life, you're going to have mm-hmm. in your business.
Absolutely.
And so it's really tackling those money questions. And that's something, you know, to go back to Brittany, I'm not presuming that she has, you know, those questions, but if she was struggling with seeing the value and the money side of things, that's something that you can totally work on right now, and it doesn't cost anything, and it's part of building your business, is just getting really clear and setting up your business. There's so much you can do at the beginning. So money isn't really getting in the way of you setting up your business, because there's so much you can do. And one other thing around money, if I might throw it out there, Brenda,
mm-hmm.
is that one of the big things that I see is people are stuck in that hobby mode where they, you know, they don't have their money separated. You know, having a business account and a personal account, even if you don't have any money coming in yet, it's going to make you feel more professional. And it really makes a difference, separating your, so that everything's not entangled and you're really keeping
That's
your business
a great
separate
idea.
From your personal
yeah.
life. Even literally in the drawers, you know, having a different file drawer for your business stuff as opposed to your personal stuff. Keeping things separate, that's mm-hmm. one of the big things. And having a budget and just being clear about your business and realizing that if you want to have a business, then you're going to be investing some money in it. A lot
right.
of people think that they can just come up with an idea, especially nowadays on the internet, and have a business and make money overnight. But, you know, there are people that do that. But most people, it's about really setting things up properly. It doesn't happen overnight. And really investing a little bit of money in your business as well.
The people who are making money on the internet are the people who are doing the webinars to tell you that you can do it overnight.
Yeah.
That's how that works. Well, and I think, you know, I have I've asked this same question to a lot of clients. It's if you were in a relationship with money, how would you right now, how would you describe your relationship? And they're like,
that's
ooh,
a great question.
It's awful. You know, it's one-sided or it's not working or something like that. Because we all have that old stuff about money that we got, you know, we got a lot of stuff from our folks and, you know, and
it
then of course if you're around
everything.
Yeah, and then if you're around people who are always in the lack and fear mode of there's no more money left on the planet, well then, you know, you're in the wrong crowd there too, so.
The other side of it, too, I came up against with a client the other day was that people don't want to do business with rich people because they've created all these limiting beliefs and all these stereotypes that rich people aren't worthy or that they're this or they're that. And so, well, boy, that's going to limit them. And so
well, I've never heard that one before.
Yeah. And I've heard it a few times.
Wow, energetically, I mean, you know, I want to be around people who are making tons of money and are happy, 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 because it rubs off. It
but
can't
see,
help
a lot
but
of
rub
people
off.
have created these stereotypes that people that have money are, and that's a great way to get to these, is to just write downstream of consciousness on a paper,
mm-hmm.
is, you know, rich people are, and then just see what comes out of your mind. Because a lot of things that come up are, you know, that they're greedy, that they are self-centered, that they're not authentic. There's a lot of negativity
oh, wow.
around that. And so if you are thinking that, then that's really going to stifle your progress.
Yes.
So,
yeah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Gee whiz. Well, I really appreciate you being on the program, Marianne. I think Brittany and Ruth got a lot out of your coaching, that's for sure. And I'm sure you're going to be curious to see what Ruth sends to you next week as far as
absolutely.
Your follow-up, that's for sure. And everyone, you can go to the meetingbrenda.com website, and on the Great Coaches page, you can learn more about Marianne, and there's a link to her website as well. So, I mean, you can tell she's really terrific to work with. So,
can I just throw out something to Brenda real quick?
Yes. Yeah, sure.
I have next week, I have a free teleconference. It's going to be every night of the week at 8 o'clock Pacific. You can find out about it on my website, which is www.motivatemyself.com. And I'm going to be doing the 7 spiritual laws of success. It's non-denominational, so it doesn't matter what your religion is. It's just really about success, and we're going to tackle one of the laws each night and do a guided meditation each night as well, because that's really great.
Ooh, that
to make
sounds
space,
fun.
To make room for success, right?
Well, there you go. Yeah, that sounds fun. So as she said, go to her website, check it out, and thanks again so much for being my guest tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. Our time this evening is up now, and please check the meetingbrenda.com website for more information about the program and contact information. And if you do have a need for a special coach, please fill out the contact form and tell me about it, because I know coaches who work with couples, do relationship coaching, coaching to help you get through a divorce, you know, certainly working with your career. And I know a lot of people are interested in healthy lifestyles, and I know weight loss coaches. So if there's any special kind of coach that you'd like to have on the program, just let me know. Go to the meetingbrenda.com website. And thanks so much for sharing your lives with us tonight. And I'm really looking forward to next week and more opportunities to work with you. And just remember that life is an adventure, and there's more than one road to the finish line. Good night.